Time to catch up with one of the newest members of the Utah basketball program. Probably not so new anymore, but he is to a lot of the U fans' faces. He's been on campus for a couple of months now. We catch up with former Utah State guard and now current running Utes guard, Marco Anthony. Marco, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. So how have the last few months been like for you since joining the Utes?
Oh, man, it's been amazing out here. Just getting closer to the guys each and every day. You could tell that we've already formed an unbreakable bond, and it's really a brotherhood over here. So everything's been great.
It probably wasn't as big of a move going from Logan to Salt Lake City as it was compared to from over back east to Logan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Just a little 90-minute drive was nothing to me.
So when you did leave the Cavaliers at the end of that national championship season, what led you to go across the country to Logan and join the Aggies?
Coach Smith, you know, when I was coming out of high school, Coach Smith and Coach Peterson, they recruited me, you know, really hard when I was on my AAU circuit. And those guys just thought the world of me. And, you know, I got the Virginia offer. I decided to go there. But whenever I announced I was transferring, they were one of the first ones to call. And I have a relationship with a few guys that played under Coach Smith when he was at South Dakota. And I went up to them and I just, you know, talked with them and asked them just how Coach Smith is. And they told me nothing but great things. So, you know, I really valued their word and now I'm here.
I take it that that was the first call that was made either between you or Craig Smith when you went into the portal again after you took the Utah job.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Coach Smith just came calling directly and was like, Marco, you know, I still think the world of you. And if you want to come be a Ute, I got a spot for you. So that was enough for me.
So what was your 1 year like with the Aggies? I know that you guys fell just short of, you know, winning a Mountain West Conference tournament title as well as getting a win in the big dance. Overall, you guys had a pretty good season. How would you sum it up?
I thought it was great, you know, especially the beginning of the year. A lot of people didn't believe in us. They thought the departure of Sam, Diogo, Abel, those guys, they thought that, you know, with them leaving, that we were just going to be, you know, a bottom team, a bottom half team. And just us showing, you know, proving everybody wrong is just, you know, just showed our heart and, you know, our Gator mentality. So it was great.
What would you take away from that one season up in Logan from what you learned, whether it was on the floor or off the floor, that you'll lean on when you go into your first season as a running Ute?
I mean, being it my first year actually playing and on the court, I learned just how all these teams make adjustments to you. You know, you're now on a scouting report when you're actually playing. And so, you know, each game is different and you have to adjust your game to that. So knowing that coming into this year, I really feel like I'm going to take full advantage of that and just be better than I've ever been.
I know that Craig's track record speaks for itself. Wherever he's gone, you know, teams have always played well and done really well. But we don't really know who he is as a person and as a coach behind the scenes. I mean, he'll talk to us and, you know, tell us things. But as someone who came clear to Utah from back east, to play for Craig and now coming with him from Utah State down to Utah, who is Craig Smith?
Just a very energetic, very trustworthy guy. I mean, like, if he tells you to jump off a bridge, you know, he will somehow make it seem like a good idea to do so. And, you know, if you do that, then it'll probably end up good just from how, you know, he influences people and just the energy he always brings and just what he tells you. And he never goes back against his word. So, you know, that's just enough. He's an amazing person, amazing coach, but even a better person. So,
yeah. Funny that you mentioned the energy, and I've actually talked to him about this because, you know, coaches can kind of put that face on whenever they're, you know, talking to the media, but we don't really know what happens in practice and all that. But it seems like Craig Smith is consistently energetic and really motivating 100% of the time, right?
Oh, yeah. You could ask anybody. The same person that you see and like on the sidelines or in the interviews, that's the same exact person you get behind the scenes and practice and just, you know, throughout anything. He's always an energetic guy. He always has his cup of coffee. And, you know, he's always 110% whatever he does. So that's just great to have. Great to be around.
Do you consider yourself more of a point guard or more of an off guard or even a combo guard?
I just consider myself a basketball player. Whatever spot coach needs me, I feel like I could play it and excel in it. So,
One of the things that really stood out about your game when, you know, there were, especially, you know, covering you from when you were up in Logan to now, you know, joining the Utes, one of the things that has always stood out is you being able to play defense, using your length and really be able to guard the other team's best player. How have you prided yourself and really motivated yourself to be able to play defense at a very high level?
I credit that back to my Virginia days, just always going up against DeAndre Hunter and just, you know, the way he played defense, the way he could just lock down anybody. You know, if I'm sitting on me sitting on the sidelines for all those games, I was like, I might as well take away something. And, you know, I took away a lot from those guys, but especially, you know, Dre's defense. I took that over with me, and that's just who I give the credit to.
Speaking of DeAndre Hunter, him and the Hawks are having a pretty good run in the playoffs right now, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. If Dre was healthy, then they might be just sweeping everybody for real.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of shocked at how the Hawks have been able to handle business. I mean, Trae Young's been playing really well and all that. But, I mean, it's kind of pretty cool, even though DeAndre is hurt, to see some of your guys doing well in the NBA, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Him, Kyle, Ty, those guys just having phenomenal seasons. And, you know, just seeing them move up and up the ranks, you know, and it motivates you, motivates myself. So, yeah.
So what should Utah fans expect from the Running Utes this season? There's a lot of new faces, but it's not like, you know, a couple of years ago when they had a ton of freshmen. You guys have a lot of veteran pieces on this team, and you guys are also putting in a new system, bringing in a coaching staff, trying to change the culture of Utah basketball. What should fans expect from you guys this season?
I mean, expect a lot of energy, expect a winning culture, and you know, we don't back down from anybody. We're here to win. And, you know, this is just a bunch of guys with one common goal. And that's not no individual statistics, individual plans, but we're trying to make something happen over here and, you know, get Salt Lake City back on top. So
has it been easier to get comfortable with the system, not only having Craig and, you know, Eric there, but, you know, having Raleigh join you there and then also David Jenkins, who you actually played against last season? Has it been a little bit easier to get, you know, used to this system?
Well, I actually don't really like Raleigh like that. So whenever a coach said that, you know, Raleigh's going to be joining us, I was like, you sure you want to bring him? Nah, but, you know, Raleigh's a really good player. David's a really good player. You know, it's just but like I said at the beginning, you know, it's already just the brotherhood over here. Like all of us go to each other's houses and just, you know, have cookouts and stuff. And we're all just hanging together all the time. So you could just tell the family piece in here is big. And like I said, that one common goal, we all share it. So it's going to be a good year, a great year.
Have you talked to guys like Riley Batten, Brandon Carlson, Lahat Chune, Jackson Brenchley about, you know, the previous years of running Utes basketball?
No, we haven't really talked about the past like that because we're all just focused on, you know, the now and what we're going to be able to do this year and stuff like that. So, you know, I feel like we're all just, you know, grateful to have a new start and just energetic to really get it going.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I really do appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you throughout the season and, you know, best of luck throughout the rest of your workouts for off season and getting ready for the season. Thank you for joining me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.